One of, if not the most important issue of our time is the refugee crisis, and what better way to explore this further than through art. This week marks the 2017 Refugee Week and consequently the inaugural Refugee Film Festival. This morning we are joined on the line by Tim O'Connor to tell you more about the event. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Sophie.
How are you?
Well, very excited to be down here at New South Wales State Library. The Refugee Film Festival has kicked off with our first film. We had a great crowd in this morning, and we've got a couple of sellouts, but we've still got a few seats left if people are interested in coming down and learning a bit more about the human side of the crisis that so often gets lost in the public debate that we have in this country.
Brilliant. I mean, this is the first time that a film festival has been set up as part of Refugee Week. Can you tell us more about how we kind of came together?
Well, basically for the last few years we've been working with different filmmakers to get community screenings happening around the country, and we thought, why not bring this together into a film festival? So it's happening in Sydney this weekend, today and tomorrow at the New South Wales State Library. It's also rolling out in Melbourne too throughout the entirety of Refugee Week, which runs from today until next Sunday.
Amazing. Now, there's a great range of films showing. Can you tell us a bit more about them?
Yeah, absolutely. What we've tried to do with the festival is really have a broader look at the refugee experience, because as you say, you know, there is a crisis of human displacement at the moment. We have 65 million people in the world who are displaced, 21 million of them recognised as refugees. Mm. But we focus very much here on the people coming to be resettled in Australia. And internationally, of those 21 million refugees, last year only 107,000 were permanently resettled.
Wow.
So there's a huge gap. And really, it's an opportunity to have a broader look at the issue of human displacement. And we're really focusing on those human stories. Well, the key fun premiere film this afternoon is The Staging Post. I think there's only one or two tickets left for that. But it really documents the story of, you know, the so-called success, as our government likes to talk about, of stopping the boats. But what happened to the people who were pushed back? So it's a film set in Indonesia in a place called Chisarua, and really looks at the incredible initiative and agency of refugees and how they've managed to survive in Indonesia, who isn't a signatory of the Refugee Convention, and therefore people who are refugees there don't have the opportunity to work or to send their kids to school or get access to healthcare. So it's really a fantastic insight into how those communities have, you know, used their own resources and managed to survive.
Yeah, I mean, like offshore detention, it's a huge issue, especially with the whole Manus Island ruling this week. Do any of the films touch up on that?
Yeah, we've got a film, you know, a number of the films do, In Procedure and Life is Waiting, which are happening tomorrow. In Procedure's on at 10:30, and also Life is Waiting, which is 12:30, which is about people who were stuck in that limbo, which is so typical of the refugee experience. But, you know, there's a real duality in Australia as well. You know, the public debate, if you can call it that, is very focused on kind of the toxic, brutal nature in which Australia treats people who seek asylum, who come here by boat.
Mm.
But the other side of it is that Australia is probably the best country in the world when it comes to resettling refugees. We have a very long history of doing that. We've got fantastic organisations that do it. You know, there is a broad support in the community for welcoming refugees. And it's really trying to tell that whole story, not just focus on the toxic debate that we know so well, but really is taking us nowhere. Because ultimately, Australia's current policy, as is proved with Manus decision this week, where $70 million was paid out to people who were on Manus, is that the government, you know, has folded. It's waved the white flag. It doesn't want an independent investigation into what is happening on our offshore detention centres, because they know it's cruel. I mean, Amnesty's called it torture.
Mm.
And we, you know, ultimately, it's an unsustainable policy. It damages our international reputation, costs Australian taxpayers billions of dollars, literally. The immigration minister this week said it's been $13.7 billion we'd spent on locking, you know, a few thousand people up offshore. That's twice the money the UNHCR spends internationally each year on looking after 21 million refugees. So it's totally crazy.
It's insane.
Ultimately, the worst bit of it is it's really doing untold damage to innocent people's lives.
Absolutely. Now, one of the other films that you have is called Constance on the Edge, which is more about a family's resettlement story in Australia. And it's shot over 10 years. That's incredible. Can you tell a bit more about that?
Yeah, it is an amazing, Constance is an amazing story about an amazing woman. So the filmmakers, you know, Belinda Mason, who is speaking tomorrow at the Q&A, went over to Kenya. She met up with Constance in the refugee camp there, and then, you know, documented the story of her life and how she'd lost her husband and was bringing up these children in very difficult circumstances.
Mm.
And then Constance Wells resettled to Australia and is one of those people which was, you know, really won the lottery in being able to successfully come here. She set up in Wagga with a, you know, brood of children ranging from, you know, toddlers right through to teenagers. And it really documents the successes and challenges that she'd faced. And really just shows the incredible resilience that Constance and so many refugees have, and also the welcome that is offered by so many Australians too. So it's a fantastic, heartening story about the refugee experience, again, that we don't often hear about because the debate in this country is so incredibly toxic.
Yeah. That said, though, we do need to have that conversation about the toxic conditions so we can hear more about, you know, these stories of resettlement, do we not? Just because if we can get them off these detention centres.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Offshore detention is, you know, part of the problem. It's a crazy policy. Australia's, you know, one of the few countries in the world, well, the only country in the world that does anything as brutal as that. I mean, locking up kids in immigration detention, horrendous. Mm. We've seen, you know, we've got a royal commission going on to institutional child sexual abuse at the moment, but it's not looking at the 37 cases of child sexual abuse that have been alleged on Nauru. Mm. These are, you know, these are centres that are funded, you know, by the Australian government. Most of the staff working in the centres are Australian, certainly managing the centres. You know, we have some real culpability there, and we need to understand what is happening. But also there is another side to the refugee experience, and it's really understanding how we can ensure that people can flee persecution, can flee conflict, and live with dignity in the country that they arrive in. So that's why it's such a, you know, huge disgrace that Australia's cut its aid program so much, because, you know, for instance, with the 65,000 Rohingya who fled out of Burma into Bangladesh in the last couple of months, you know, they're living in makeshift camps. They have no access to clean water, limited access to food. They can't send their kids to school. They can't get access to healthcare. They can't legally work. They're in an incredibly difficult situation. And what Australia should be doing, if we really wanted to stop the boats, was be supporting those people when they flee to be able to live with dignity.
Absolutely. Now, it is happening this weekend. What are you hoping people are going to take away from watching any of the films that it's screening?
Well, what we're hoping to take away is that, you know, our government and the public debate is so much about dehumanising asylum seekers and dehumanising refugees. But, you know, 21 million refugees is a large number, but each one of those is a person. They have a mother, a father, you know, they've got family members, they're people that love them. They're humans, they're people, just like you and me. And that's really the thing to take away, is behind those 21 million statistic numbers, there's 21 million stories, and each of those stories is unique and amazing. And we've got the opportunity over the next couple of days, and so people in Sydney, to come down and understand those individual stories behind the statistics and really understand the humanity and the challenges that refugees face.
Well, we can't wait to see some of those films that are happening right now. But Tim, thank you so much for joining us here on It's So Hot Right Now.
No worries. Thanks so much, Sophie.